Good evening, guys. This is the podcast of Union Grove Baptist Church for Wednesday night, and we are happy to be here. This is Pastor Faber McMullen.
And Sandy McMullen.
And Larry Waddell.
And guys, we're just glad to be with you tonight. We're going to sing some songs, and then Larry's going to guide us in Psalm 20. Hope everybody is staying well, staying safe, and don't be bored. Get out your Bible and read and spend this time to get close to the Lord. We're going to start off, and even though we are separated from one another, what a great fellowship we have, isn't it, Larry?
Amen. Yes, it is.
So, we're going to start off, and you can sing with us, guys, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. Larry?
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessing.
Oh, it's great to be here. I tell you what, it's been a great week. Things are going by. Life is still going on. Everything's still happening the way we want it to. I think we should open in prayer before we get going here on Psalm 20. And I'd like Sandy to open us in prayer, if you would.
All right, I'll be glad to, Larry. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this beautiful day, for the beautiful weather, for the flowers, Lord, just those spring flowers that come regardless of the human troubles that are all around us. And Lord, I just pray that you would pour out your mercies on us, all of these people that are feeling the effects of this virus, whether it is they're sick or they don't have a job right now or whatever. Lord, I pray that you would show yourself to people in miraculous ways. I know that when we are in despair, you are never far away. And I just pray that you would come and lift up those that need a helping hand and that you would soothe those that need comfort, Lord. And I just pray that you'll bless this little time of worship together, Lord. Let the people listening to us right now know how much our heart goes out to them and how much we love them, Lord. And we cannot wait until we can worship with them in person again. Lord, I just pray you'd surround them with your loving arms, hold them close, and let them be blessed by this message that we bring today. In your name we pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all. As a precious jewel, Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. my sin, my cross, my shame. Rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Amen. His name is worthy, isn't it?
Amen.
Well, guys, tonight we're going to we're going to study Psalm 20. And Psalm 20 is really it's basically a prayer for a victory in battle. The people were praying to God for the king to be victorious in this battle, which really, really actually relates to us today. Because we should be praying for our leaders and for our doctors and nurses as they battle this virus.
Amen.
You know, David knew that trust in God was more powerful than trust in human power. Basically, the Lord is our commander in chief. He's the head of what we are, and we should always go to him on behalf of our leaders and pray for victory. That's what David is saying in this psalm. Basically, it was common practice for the people to pray to God before and after battles. So let's delve into this. Let's go into verse 1. Faber, you want to read verse 1?
Well, yeah, but I'm reading from the Message. Is that all right?
I guess it's okay.
All right. So, wow, it really sounds different. So here's Psalm 20. God answer you on the day you crash. The name God of Jacob put you out of harm's reach. Send reinforcements from Holy Hill. Dispatch from Zion fresh supplies. Exclaim over your offerings. Celebrate your sacrifices. Give you what your heart desires and accomplish your plans. When you win, we plan to raise the roof and lead the parade with our banners. May all your wishes come true. It's kind of weird, Larry. I'm sorry.
It's pretty neat, though. It's
that clinches it. Help is coming. Help is on the way.
Yes.
That's what it says. And answers on the way. Everything's going to work out.
Yes, it is.
See those people polishing their chariots and those others grooming their horses? But we're making garlands for God our God. The chariots will rust, those horses pull up lame, and we'll be on our feet standing tall. Make the king a winner, God. The day we call, give us your answer.
Amen.
Sorry,
amen.
It's kind of weird there.
That it is, but it relates exactly what it's saying. And we'll just kind of take it a little bit by verse here. Verse 1 where he says, may the Lord answer you when you're in distress, and may the name of the God of Jacob protect you. Well, you know, many people pray to God, but they don't pray to God until there's really a crisis in their life.
Amen.
When everything's going good, they forget about God. I don't say they forget about him, but, you know, they just don't.
They don't think much about him. Yeah.
But really, if you think about it, God's fellowship with man is through prayer. That's how he fellowships with us, how he talks to us. The truth of the matter is that God knows the desires of our hearts even before we speak them. You know, he knows what we want, but David knew that God was in control, and he prayed to him in his time of distress. I believe that the mention of the God of Jacob here is saying the God of the covenant, which came down from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob.
Amen. God of promises. Yeah,
absolutely, because we as Christians are part of that covenant with Abraham. In Galatians 3:29, it says, if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So, you know, we need to pray all the time. Even in times of distress, in times of good times or bad times, we always need to go to the God, and the God of Jacob will protect us. The same God that was there with Abraham and took them through the you know, all the way from Genesis on, the same God is here with us today. So verse 2, you want to read verse 2 here, Sandy, out of here?
Sure. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. Can we keep going?
Just verse 2. We'll just do verse 2. We'll do verse 3. So a little bit about verse 2 is help from the sanctuary and support from Zion, I think, are references about the place of God's symbolic presence in the ark, which David had captured and placed in a tabernacle up on Mount Zion. The people's wish, that what they're praying there, is that wish that was that the Lord himself would uphold and support the king, David, as they go into battle, which is what we need to do now. We can be assured that God is in control and will answer our prayers. So we should pray for our leaders and ask that God gives them guidance through this crisis.
Can I say something, Larry?
Sure.
To me, it's interesting, too, because this is, of course, David writing it, but David's not saying, go pray that the Lord will, Lord, we just pray that our king will be powerful. It's saying, David is saying, I want you guys to pray for me.
Yes.
That's what he's saying. May he send you help from the sanctuary. David realized he needed help from the sanctuary and support from Zion.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
And so
yeah.
In the psalm, he's telling his people, pray for me that the Lord will come to my aid, you know?
Yeah. Do you have anything to add to that, Sandy, or?
Well, you know, I'm not going to compare President Trump to David.
Right.
But
I was thinking
right when all this started, President Trump called for a day of prayer. I think it was a couple of Sundays ago.
Yeah, it was the last Sunday we met.
And we need to realize that, you know, he may not be, he's very far from perfect, but we need to, he welcomes our prayers. Trump
Amen.
Welcomes
yes.
our prayers, President Trump. And we need to continue to pray for him because a lot of the success or the failure of what's going to happen in the next couple of months has to do with government. And we just really need to pray for those. I mean, if we don't pray for our leaders, who do we have to blame when things go very wrong?
Absolutely. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I just pray that the Lord will send President Trump help and send him the right kind of counsel and send him the right thinking and the right thoughts about
how to
govern the
yes.
country.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're bound to do that. I mean,
we're basically in a battle. This is like going out to battle. This you know, it's almost like a war, you know, honestly. Faber, do you want to read verse 3? And we'll,
sure.
We'll
do you want to read verse 3?
No, I have it in the same Bible now. May he remember all of your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings.
So, you know, back in those days, you know, it was common practice for them to give sacrifice and burnt offerings, especially before they went into battle. So I think that what he did there is he actually paused and waited for God's blessing before he took off on his own to go do this. We think about that. We should take time. Before we decide to go off on our own accord, we should go to God and see what God's plan is and wait for an answer before we go do those things. You know, as far as sacrifice, we still can offer a sacrifice. We can offer a sacrifice of praise and fasting.
Amen.
To show our sincerity in prayer.
And sacrifice of ourself. That would be Romans chapter 12.
Absolutely.
To present ourselves as a living sacrifice. Mm-hmm. I think you and I have talked about that in the past. Holy and acceptable to the Lord.
Okay. Yep. That's what I have on verse 3. You got anything else there, Sandy? You guys just chime in when you're ready.
It sounds like David's kind of saying, you know, pray to the Lord that he'll remember all the right stuff I've done.
Yeah, in a way. They give those sacrifices.
But isn't that a human thing that we do? We say, Lord, I've been faithful. I've been saying that. Lord, I've been faithful with this little congregation. Protect my people.
Amen.
Lord, you know we're faithful in our little church in the Grove. Protect us, Lord. And to date, he has, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Why don't you guys read verses 4 and 5. We'll do 4 and 5 together.
Okay. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. May we shout for joy over your victory and lift up our banners in the name of our God. And I would add to that, I want the plans to succeed that God wants to succeed, because some of my plans probably are not that good in the long run. And God can give us direction and wisdom for those. We
Amen.
Just have to
yes.
pray
yeah, that's
about
true.
Those.
And we have to remember, too, and this is maybe controversial to say, I don't think God's intent is that everybody be healed of this coronavirus. I think God's intent is that people would come to know him and that they would love him and trust in him and care about him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I mean, I am praying that we'll all be spared this disease, but I guess that's all I really wanted to say.
Yeah, well, and it's not so much that God made that, God did not make this disease happen. We live in a fallen world, mm-hmm. and this is part of living in a fallen world, okay? But God is there. God promises to be Amen. With us and walk, even though we have to walk through this valley of maybe some of us will get sick, but God is going to be there with us for every moment. I have already heard so many things that have just been wonderful little miracles that have happened. And even the peace that I feel in my life, not having to run here and run there and do all these other things, because we can't, you know, we're sort of forced to make food and, you know,
we get to live life kind of like we should have been living it all along.
Yeah, you know, I like the way that David ends those two verses. He ends them with the words, "May we shout for joy over your victory."
Mm-hmm.
David knew, he knew that with God, the victory was already won.
Amen.
In Matthew 21 and 22, it says, "If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer." And those words were spoken by Jesus. So we can take them to heart that the victory's already been won. Now, we may not know how it's going to end or what's going to happen with all of this, but we can know that God will be victorious in the whole thing.
Amen. So, amen.
I think that's exactly what he was saying there in verse 4 and 5. That, you know, with God, we're going to be victorious. Mm-hmm. We don't know the end battle, but we're going to be victorious. Faber, you want to read verses 6 through 8?
We'll sure. Do those. "Now this I know, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. He answers him from his heavenly sanctuary with the victorious power of his right hand." Okay. Is that all you wanted? Or?
Yes. What, go on just a little bit. Is that 9's the last verse, isn't it?
Well, yeah. No. Yeah, yeah, that was so, 6.
Okay. Six through 8. Go to 8.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. "Then some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God." I want everybody in, it's listening to this to just say in their heart, hey, some may trust in chariots, some may trust in horses, but I'm going to trust in the name of the Amen. Lord my God. Amen. "But we rise up and stand firm." That's where
absolutely.
It's, you know, the end of 8.
Yeah, David reaffirms there.
"I'm sorry, they are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and we stand firm."
Yeah, absolutely. That's wonderful. You know, he reaffirms that God's victory is just to the anointed ones. And he says that we don't need to trust in the strength of our armies, but we trust in the name of Yahweh. In fact, that brings me to mind a song that you and Sandy, I would like for y'all to do now about trusting in horses and chariots.
I don't even know where this song came from, but we've been singing it since we were young. And that was a long time ago. So, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Now I know the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear them from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. They are brought down and fallen, that we are risen and stand upright. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. We will remember the name of the Lord our God. For I know the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear them from his holy heaven with the saving of his right hand. They are brought down and fallen, we are risen and stand upright. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, we will remember the name of the Lord our God.
the Lord our God.
I just want to say one thing there, Larry, and that is we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Remember? Amen. What is God's name? It's Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Okay, God said, you will call me Yahweh. And what that name means is I was everything that you needed, I am all that you need, and I will be everything that you need in the future. I will be there to meet you at the point of their need. So some trust in chariots and some in horses mean things in their own power, mm-hmm. things of their own capabilities, things of their own adaptabilities. But we remember the name of the Lord our God, that it's Him that provided for us in the past. He's going to provide for us now in the present, and He's going to be there to provide for us in the future.
Amen. Yeah, and you know,
not in our own resources. Yeah,
absolutely. So we don't trust on what we can just see. We trust in a God that's in charge. We may not be able to see Him, but He's like the air we breathe. We know He's there, and He's in charge, and He's going to bring us out. He says that we will rise up and stand firm, so we can know that we'll get through this crisis. We'll rise up and we'll stand firm.
Amen. Amen.
That's a wonderful, Amen. Wonderful word. One of you guys read verse 9, and we'll finish up here in just a minute.
Lord, give victory to the king. Answer us when we call.
Amen. You know, I think what that is basically it's a closing prayer from David for victory. And I believe, now this may be, it's just me, but I believe that the king mentioned there is possibly for us the Lord Jesus, who will reign as King of Kings.
He'll Amen.
Be King of Kings. This cry is a shout of, I know you will save me, Lord. I know Jesus will reign. I think that's a wonderful message. It's such a comforting message to us, I think, in this, as we go through this crisis now. Because, you know, lots of people out there are running scared or don't know what to do. And they're just worried about everything under the sun. As we can see, if you go to the store and you see where everything they've bought up, all this stuff.
Bought up all the toilet paper.
Yeah, they're just panicking. So, you know, there's no need to panic. Is there need for concern? Yes, we need to be concerned and we need to do our part and to stay safe. Absolutely.
We need to be wise.
But we know that God is in charge and that God's going to reign. Jesus is going to reign. We're covered. Just like we said there, we're washed in the blood. And so we know that God is going to watch over us. And
you know, Beth, the only thing we can do really is just to draw apart and be quiet. And we're commanded a lot in Scripture to do that.
Yes.
I mean, there are no antidotes for this virus. There's no cures for the virus.
Mm-hmm.
But if we kind of do what the Lord tells us to do, that is really our only protection, is trust in Him. And you know, this whole thing of social isolation, the Lord doesn't tell us to go and be with people all the time.
No, yeah.
Spend time, get along with Him.
It's a great time to further your faith, to get closer to God. I know I find myself now at different times of the day reading and praying and just, you know, it's a great time to get in touch with God. It's just
Larry, we ought to talk about the kind of things that we've been doing. Maybe that'll bring comfort and some ideas to. I've been spending time with others who are isolated, a couple of other people in the church, you know, doing an add-on for my barn. I'm having a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Having an absolutely wonderful time. Get up in the morning, read my Bible, go out, and, you know, this young man from Pennsylvania is down here, and he's just so been a shot in the arm to Sandy and I. We're getting stuff done around the farm we've wanted to do the last 10 years. And so it's really just, for us, it's probably the greatest vacation I've ever been on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah.
I hate to say that.
No, that's I understand that. You know, and maybe it's, I think sometimes maybe it's God's way of saying, you know what, this world has gotten too fast-paced and you almost forget about me. You just, you know, you go down the road and you think about me, but you think about me in passing.
You think about me when you're running from A to B.
Exactly. So now stop and get close to me. Fellowship with mm-hmm. me. I think that's really, I mean, you know, it's a tough way for us to go through it and do it, but, you know, sometimes we just need to be grabbed by the reins and pulled back a little bit like a horse. You know?
And it's tough, too, for people that want to be entertained all the time.
Yes, yeah, yes.
You know, so much of our society, people just want to be entertained. They run from this event to that event to this thing to that thing, and they don't ever stop long enough to really think about what's important in life.
Yeah, we don't stop and smell the roses of what we have.
Yeah, amen.
You know, we are always looking for that next best thing.
What have you been doing?
I've been working on studying the Bible, and I get up in the mornings and I do a Bible study. I sent out a Bible study this week. I've been talking to my family up north, and they're kind of scared, and I've been sending them some scripture.
So you've been ministering.
And yes. So it's a wonderful thing. It's probably one of the best times of my life, to be honest with you. It's crazy as that
seems. It is. I passed my 64th birthday last week, and I'm always going to remember what my 64th birthday was like. I don't remember exactly what we did that day, but it's just a great time. It's a great time to be alive and to be a believer and to...
Yeah, it is.
How about you, Sandy? What have you been up to?
Well, I'll tell you, you just have a lot of time to kind of contemplate what God means to you personally, because it's real easy to... all of that, how you really feel about God, to get lost in all the shuffle of going here and going there and doing this and doing that. And now we have this impending thing that, you know, I'm sure all of us get on the internet first thing every morning to see what has happened in the night.
Well, yeah, it's just normal. That's human.
Yeah, but the thing is, so we're faced with that, but then in our quiet moments, that's when God comes and speaks peace to our heart. And that's when God comes and whispers, hey, I'm going to take care of you. And I just cherish, like Larry said, I cherish that time of just being alone. And another thing I've gotten to do too is my next door neighbor friend, we take walks 6 feet apart, you know, but it's been so beautiful, the flowers. And today we took a walk just a while ago, and as we were coming back to the house, we saw two deer crossing the field. And I feel like God has given us a Sabbath rest, or as I told my daughter earlier today, he's given us all a staycation. She said, Mom, I don't feel much like I'm on vacation. And that's, you know, that may be true, but I feel like this is a time where we can really just really think about, what do I really feel about God and his providence for me? Where do I really trust God? I mean, because that's all we can do is trust.
Well, why don't we take a minute and we can each have a chance to pray together and let the folks join us as we pray. And maybe I'll kick us off, Larry, and you can close us, and then Sandy, you can pray, and we'll just pray for our fellowship. Lord, we come before you now, the three of us. You say in your word, where two or three are gathered together, Lord, you are in our midst. And I trust you are in this room, right here in this rec center, right around this card table where we've played many games. And Lord, you're here, and you hear our prayers. You hear the cries of our people, Lord, in our little congregation of Union Grove, and those who maybe could listen in to what goes on at Union Grove. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory and honor. And Lord, we are reminded at these times that we cannot trust in our own resources. We cannot trust in our own power, Lord, as the psalm tells us that some may trust in chariots and some in horses. That means in the strongest things of their own abilities. But we choose tonight, this day, Lord, we choose to trust in the name of the Lord our God. And Lord, I put faith in you and my confidence in you. And I know, Lord, that you will preserve this congregation. And Lord, there will be a day again when we meet in that beautiful little church in the Grove, and we'll love it all the much more.
And Lord, I just pray that you will be with those that are hurting and that are afraid, and maybe they've got family members that they're worried about, or even they may even know people that are sick. Lord, I just pray that you will comfort people, and even in a physical way, Lord, the people that have physical needs at this time, I pray that you'll provide for them, that you will just find a way to find those people. And I can think of several people in the church body right now that you can just, Lord, I just pray you reach out and touch those people.
Yeah, absolutely. And guys, we love you all out there. Father Yahweh, we love you. Thank you for this time and this fellowship. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 All right, guys, well, stay tuned, and we'll see you for the Zoom. This coming Sunday is Palm Sunday. And we got a great message, and we'll Zoom it and also have a podcast as well. We love y'all. Good night.